Welcome to episode 2331 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome to day two of our series this week. We are exploring a theme in honor of Thich Nhat Hanh, who just passed away over the weekend. He was 95 years old, and he dedicated his life to sharing mindfulness, meditation, as well as he was a peace activist and a Vietnamese Thiền Buddhist monk. He is also the founder of Plum Village Tradition, which is a collection of monasteries in France that still carry out his message. So all week long is a tribute to the beautiful gifts that Thich Nhat Hanh shared with the world. We are following along with his book. He wrote over 100 books. This is a book that if you have children, it is fantastic to help them begin the process of meditation. If you don't have children, it is perfect for everyone. I really enjoy this book. It includes 10 mindfulness-based movements that he noticed that the monks at his monasteries would do when they would pause from their busy days and take some mindfulness movement breaks, combining meditation techniques with gentle movements that just about anyone can do. So I'm sharing a movement from the book with you in each episode. Now, I know you can't see me doing the movement, but I'll describe how it's done because they're so simple. I am also doing a video recording of myself doing the movement for each day, and I'm sharing that over on my stories at Sip and Om Instagram. You can also Google the mindful movements of Thich Nhat Hanh, and you can see a beautiful, very short, simple video of some of the monks from his monastery performing these simple mindfulness moves. They let you know which number each move is. So in yesterday's episode, we explored movement number one. In today's episode, it will be movement number two. And I'm also sharing with you a secret from each book. You have a challenge this week. Your challenge is to pause throughout your day and do the day's mindfulness move, and do them slowly, consciously, and connect your breath with each move. This is what Thich Nhat Hanh really encouraged as you do these mindfulness moves. With that, the second mindfulness move has you simply standing grounded, and I invite you to do this right now. We can do it together. As you're standing, make sure that you're grounded and notice the earth beneath your feet. Straighten your spine as always, whether you're seated or standing. And begin to notice your breath. Each inhale and exhale through your nose. With your arms at your sides, breathing in, lift your arms in front of you in one continuous movement. Bring them all the way up, stretching them above your head. Touch the sky. This movement can be done with your palms either facing inward toward each other or facing forward as you reach up. Breathing out, bring your arms slowly down again to your sides. And you can repeat this three more times. If you want to pause this episode, go ahead and do this mindful movement number two. Now I invite you to settle yourself down to meditate. Make sure you're nice and comfortable, sitting up straight and tall. And close your eyes, gently elevating them upwards at the point between your eyebrows. This uplifts your thoughts instantly. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath, and notice how you feel after having done this mindfulness movement too. This movement is actually scientifically studied, and it is known to improve your confidence. You could do this move before important events or before having a difficult conversation with someone, or whenever you're needing a boost of confidence. Observe how you feel in your body. Name how you're feeling. Notice each inhale through your nose and each exhale. Open up your mind and your heart to the second of the seven miracles of mindfulness that Thich Nhat Hanh shared to bring mindfulness into every aspect of your life. The second miracle is to consider the sky or a flower or a child, whatever seems to be a miracle to you, to feel as though we see this miracle in someone else. Visualize this miracle in someone you know and appreciate this quality about them. Look for this quality in yourself. This miracle exists in you as well. Sit in stillness, absorbing this beautiful sensation. You are so worth slowing down for.